Hey, Royal Boss fam, and welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. It's your business genie here, and today we're going to be talking about why your products are not converting on social media. So if you follow me on Instagram at The Royal Boss Network, on Facebook at Royal Boss Network, or on TikTok at The Royal Boss Network, then you know this week I have been talking about why your products are not converting on social media. And just some topics that I've talked about before we get started are: one, you having money-hungry captions; two, overusing FOMO; and then three, I believe, was inconsistency. So, you know, not posting consistently, not having inviting captions or engaging posts consistently. All of that can take away from conversions on your page. So first, we're going to get into what a money-hungry caption is. So a money-hungry caption literally has nothing to do with the product that you're selling. It talks about where you can buy it. It talks about how much it is. It talks about if you have any discounts. It talks about how long you're going to be selling it. That's a money-hungry caption. That is not giving any value to your audience. It's literally just saying, I want your money, hence being a money-hungry caption. For you to turn that into something that's going to convert, you have to be able to give value. You have to be able to feed your audience with something that they can take away from your post. So let's just say, for example, you're selling some press-on nails. You don't want your caption to be buy two, get one free, $25 a set. That's not a caption that's really going to convert successfully every single time when it comes to you trying to market these products. You want to give somebody an ideal of what they can use your product for. So if you're saying, ooh, great date night with bae, get these electric neon green press-on nails. I mean, just right there made me want to kind of see what it looks like, even though I just made it up. I mean, you want to give them something that can say, all right, I can see myself in this. You have red stilettos, ready to wear those all black or those thigh-high black boots, boom. That's a caption. You've already put an idea inside your prospect's head, inside your audience's head, of how they're going to use your product. Same thing if you're doing hair. Same thing if you're doing facial masks. Same thing if you're doing body creams. You put what your product is used for inside your audience's head, and they have no choice but to base it off of what you say. If you're saying, when I get out of the shower and I use this hydration serum, it's going to make my skin feel soft and it's going to be glowing. Well, guess what? When I purchase it, that's what I'm going to be looking for. But just your caption alone makes me want to purchase it to see if that's exactly what happens. And when it does, guess what? You have a customer for life. I'm going to refer you. I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to leave reviews for your page to increase your sales and your conversions. That's how being able to feed your audience through your captions can lead to more conversions. Give them an idea. Give them an image of what they're going to be using your product for, how it's going to affect their life or their lifestyle, and the pros that come with purchasing from you. So whether that be a small free gift, you'll get a coupon code or a scratch off inside your package. You'll be able to create an account. You'll be able to be a member. Things like that. Those are incentives that you should be including in your captions that will help lead to conversions. That's number one. Number two, we're going to be talking about the overuse of FOMO, especially when it's items that you sell all the time. A lot of us have items that we sell year round, and then we have items that we bring out that are specifically for the summer, that are specifically for Halloween, that are specifically for Christmas. Those are the items that you want to use FOMO for, not for something that's going to be on your website 36518. You know, you want to make sure that you are actually being truthful with what you're presenting. So if you have sunglasses that are going to be on your page this week, next week, the week after that, 2 months from now, 4 months from now, 5 months from now, you're not going to use the caption. Make sure you purchase today. You don't want to miss out on it. How are they going to miss out on it if you always keep it in stock? That's not going to make somebody purchase from you, because guess what? When they purchase, they're going to see you saying the same thing, and it's going to make them say, oh, all right, I'll wait. I'll get it in a couple weeks. I'll wait till my next pay period. No, you use FOMO on items that you know that are going to be gone, that you are not bringing back. For example, if you sell specific one-piece bathing suits that you know that you're only going to sell between June and July, and again, that's going back to your marketing plan, that you know that you're going to sell between June and July, you're going to start marketing saying, don't miss out on our striped one-piece bathing suits. You're only going to be able to get it for a limited time offer. That's truthful. That's going to increase your conversions, and that's going to make people look forward to the same item or even whatever you're doing. Let's just say you have a swimsuit special every June to July. They're going to be looking forward to that special every year because they know there's only a selected amount of time that they can use or that they can purchase these items. That's how you use FOMO. Don't always say, oh, you're going to miss out. Oh, don't miss out. Oh, this is going to be gone soon. If you're going to be bringing it back continuously and if you're going to be keeping it on your site or keeping it on your page, use it correctly. That way that you convert correctly. And then the consistency, it's really just, you know, it's being strong and being hard on yourself, knowing exactly what it takes to say, hey, I know that only 2 days out of my week I can commit to social media. Do that. Don't try to post all 7 days and you know you can only commit to two. You post 7 days 1 week, you post 1 day the next week, you post five the next week. That's not consistent. Your audience is going to be confused. Your statistics are going to be all over the place. Your analytics are not going to coincide. And it's going to be very hard to create a marketing plan off of something that's not consistent. You want to make sure that you say, hey, all right, on Sunday, I'm going to plan out my content. On Tuesday, I'm going to create my content. And then from Thursday to Saturday, I'm going to distribute my content. That's how you create consistency with what you're doing. And you can say, well, my audience doesn't really engage with me until 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You're in control of your social media. So if you want your audience to engage with you at 8 o'clock at night, guess what? You start to convert yourself into posting only at 8 o'clock at night. You know, it takes a little while for them to start to get on the hang of what you're doing, but because it's your page, your social media, your business, you have control of your audience. Your audience may be online at 12 o'clock, but guess what? At 8 o'clock, they know that you're going to post. At 7 o'clock, you're going to go live. They know at 9:30, you're going to have your quote of the day. That's how you create that traffic that generates day after day, week after week, month after month. You create the consistency with your brand and your business, and you're able to control your conversions. Again, if you've listened to one of my segments where I talk about the faucet method, where you can control how much business you have, how much traffic you have by turning on that faucet, which means increasing your marketing or turning it down some, you know, creating that automation for your business. If you have your business on automation, if your business is automatically making you money, if you're automatically talking to people without having to put in that much effort, you know, that you were putting in at the beginning of structuring and growing and starting and building your business, then you know for sure what it takes to be able to say, all right, I want to go from $2,000 to $4,000 this month. I know that I have to do X, Y, and Z. I know that it's going to take these many posts, these many marketing campaigns a month, these many ads to make sure that I make my 4K a month. That's how you set it out. But it all starts with having a strategic plan, being consistent in that plan, and knowing what works for your audience. Yes, we can go and look at what other people are doing, but we really have to sit down and think about what our audience reacts to the best. If we're going live, if we're doing videos and we're getting 200, 300 views, 200, 300 comments versus us putting up a picture, then you know that your audience reacts well to videos and going live. You use that and you use that in order to convert. You use that in order to grow your business and structure your brand off of what not only works for you, but what your audience reacts to. So I'm just coming on here today to let you know that your business can really thrive, grow, and be successful on social media, but it's up to you to define your success. What exactly do you want to be successful in? Getting views, getting likes, converting, all three? Then you need to sit down and create a plan that lays out all three areas that you're looking to grow in and how to successfully make that happen. Okay, Royal Boss fam, it's your business genie here with another segment on Business Tea with Tay. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at The Royal Boss Network, like my business page on Facebook at Royal Boss Network, and follow me on TikTok, let's be friends, at The Royal Boss Network. See you all in my next segment.